Good morning. My guest this morning is David Templeton, author, playwright. When can I stop? It just goes on and on. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Nice to be back.
Well, nice to have you. And nice to see this beautiful book that I'm looking at the cover of called Eternal Frankenstein. Talk about this book and your connection to it.
Eternal Frankenstein is an anthology of stories inspired by Frankenstein. It's published by Word Horde Books of Petaluma, a really great little boutique publishing company that specializes in weird horror and science fiction.
Right.
It will be released on October 9th, and the final story in it, Mary Shelley's Body, is a novella-length piece that I have written.
Great. Called Mary Shelley's Body.
Mary Shelley's Body. Which is basically the story of Mary Shelley reflecting on her life from the point of view of her ghost. She has died. She's in her graveyard. She doesn't know why, because she doesn't believe in ghosts. And she begins to reflect on her life and how it overlaps with the story of the creature that she wrote when she was a teenage unwed mother.
Oh, great. How is it that such a natural plot like this can have been missed? Until you've pounced on it.
People have come close to it, but I do things that have never been done. And I do tell her story from her point of view, though I threw in a few supernatural twists of my own.
Right, of course. So when will the book Eternal Frankenstein be available?
It hits bookstores on October 9th and at Copperfields in Petaluma on Friday, October 28th, we'll be having a big book launch party.
Great.
A bunch of fun things will be happening. I'll be reading Amber Rose Reed, another author who has a story in it called Torso, Heart, Head. She will be reading. Ross Lockhart, the publisher, will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's free and open to the public, I believe, 6:30 on Friday,
October 28th. Talking earlier about my having been a fan of writers like H.P. Lovecraft and M.R. James and Clark Ashton Smith and all of the guys that used to publish with Arkham Press.
Right.
Is that still going on?
Oh, it's huge. The cosmic horror thing
and
Shirley Jackson, that kind of thing,
right,
with the
right.
lottery. There's a move to this kind of darker fiction. Mine, anyone who's seen the stories I wrote for Twist to Christmas when I was doing that knows that I have a sense of humor.
Right.
this is a big epic love story, really. Uh-huh. And it has a lot to do with the loss of a child. Mary Shelley lost a baby. She eventually lost all of her kids, but one to one disease or another.
Wow.
And she carried that pain and the abandonment of her father, her mother dying when she was just an infant. All of that had a lot to do with her crafting the story of an abandoned creature.
And I
explain how that happens in a very gothic, fun way.
So I can't help but think of you as a playwright, and I read here that there's going to be a stage reading of a new play of yours October 19th at the Exit Theater in San Francisco.
Yes, that's with the SF Olympians Festival. I've written a new play called Drumming with Anubis.
Oh.
About a bunch of guys on a male bonding drumming retreat. They do some neo-pagan stuff, and they accidentally conjure the spirit of the Egyptian death god Anubis.
Amazing.
So that plot will be
line.
That is really fun. It's very different for me.
Yes.
And I am turning Mary Shelley's Body into a one-woman show that will be happening next October at Main Stage West.
Fantastic. Do you know who the woman is?
I do know who is scheduled to be the actress, but we're keeping that secret for right now.
Okay, great. Well, I'm so glad to see that you're doing all sorts of interesting stuff. And every time I think, where is David these days? Out of the woodwork you come with all sorts of different great material.
With a new novella and a new play.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. Well, thank you for coming in and allowing us to be among the first to talk about it.
Well, certainly. Thank you.
And let's remind people that this book is called Eternal Frankenstein from Word Horde Books. It's going to be in bookstores on October 9th. And the last story in this book, Mary Shelley's Body by David Templeton. There'll be a book release at Copperfields in Petaluma on Friday, October 28th at 6:30 p.m. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.